بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الانبياء نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين ما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى انا انزلناه قرانا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم احب العرب لثلاث لأني عربي والقرآن عربي ولغة أهل الجنة عربية كما قال عليه السلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. You could join me in reciting درود. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اما بعد. علماء الكرام and students of Islam, alhamdulillah, this is a very wonderful get together, a graduation ceremony where our brothers, especially adults, have embarked on this journey and this cause of learning the language of Islam, the language of Quran, the language of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the language of Jannah, the language of Salah, the language of our khutbahs, the language of our du'as, the language that is spoken by millions of people around the world, the language of the Haramain Sharifain, the language of our markazes, Aqsa, and all the holy sites of Islam and historical sites of Islam. All of this is an indication of the importance of this Arabic language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention the Holy Quran in many verses that bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of languages, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from amongst his signs is an khalaqakum wa ikhtilafu alsinatikum wa alwanikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you in your various complexions, and he's the one who created you with your various languages of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the languages of the world, whichever language it may be, is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people then learn that language. They speak that language. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed His scripture, the last and final scripture, the Holy Quran, in any language of the world. The option was there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected that language which was the most suitable, comprehensive, and the most appropriate language to convey His last word and His final testament to mankind, and that is the Arabic language. Therefore, we will find that repeatedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the fact that Quran Arabi, Quran an Arabiyyan ghayra dhi 'iwajin la'allahum yattaqun. This Quran is an Arabic Quran. It has been revealed in the Arabic language. And therefore, this is the perfection of the Quran, is that it was revealed in this language, the Arabic language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys those meanings in this language that any other language would have not been competent enough or capable enough or suitable enough to convey the meanings that are conveyed by the Quran. As you will journey, you will find the subtleties. That's the beauty. There's such subtleties in the Quran, in the Arabic of the Quran, that you will fail to convey that meaning in any other language. If you just take, you know, the whole subject matter of balagha. Balagha is the eloquence of the Quran. This is a miracle. The balagha of the Quran is a miracle of the Quran. Quran is a miracle. How come it becomes a miracle? It becomes a miracle because of its balagha, because of its eloquence, because it conveys the meanings in such a concise, precise, comprehensive way that it's not possible for it to be conveyed in that way in other languages. So therefore, I can't recall who it was, but I stand for correction. I think it was Allama Suyuti, Rahmatullah Ali, that he, you know, in the most eloquent and beautiful way encapsulated the beauty of the Quran and its revelation and all of that. He said, "Inna Allah Ta'ala ashrafa, inna Allah Ta'ala anzala ashrafa al-kitab." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the best of books, which is the best of books, Quran. Biwasitati ashrafil malaika, through the agency of the best of the angels. Who's the best of the angels? Jibreel alayhi salam. Ala ashrafil rusul, upon the best of messengers. Who is that? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bi ashrafil lughat, with the best of languages in the world, which is that? The Arabic language. Fi ashrafi biqa'il ard, in the best lands of the world. Which are those lands? The lands of the Haramain. Fi ashrafi shuhur is-sana, in the best month of the year. Which month is that? Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Fi ashrafi layl, in the best of nights. Which is that night? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So he says that فَكَمُلَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوبِ, from every angle the Quran is perfected. And part of that perfection is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in the Arabic language. And therefore we find that there are several factors why we should learn Arabic language, some of which I mentioned earlier on. The fact that it is the language of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his illustrious companions. The entire text of Quran is in Arabic. The entire corpus and text of the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Arabic. How can a person have any understanding of Islam if he doesn't have Quran and hadith in front of him? The whole understanding of Islam, the whole message of Islam is in Arabic language. And so, it is the language of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his illustrious companions and all the great imams and great authorities in Islam, the great fuqaha and jurists of Islam, all the fiqh books. You have translations, but a translation is just a translation. All the big fiqh books and great fiqh books and fiqh works are all in Arabic language. All the great tafsirs of the Quran in Arabic. All the shuruh and commentaries of hadith in Arabic. All the books on Islamic history, the major works in Arabic language. So therefore, a person should make an effort to learn this language to unlock all of these treasures that are there, untapped treasures. We need to tap into those treasures, and the Arabic language gives us the key to tap into those treasures. Therefore, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَحِبُّ Arab li ثَلَاثِ, love the Arabs for three reasons. I am Arab, Quran is in Arabic, and it is the language of Jannah. Subhanallah. That's another reason why, if we want to be counted, inshallah, in this world among the people of Jannah, learn the language of Jannah. You know, if you travel, you want to migrate to a country which you don't, you didn't know the language of that country, but you want to go and settle there, so you have an easy transition and you find yourself easy and comfortable in that country, in that society. Like somebody wants to move, migrate to Turkey, for example. People want to go away to Malaysia or some other countries. Now what you do, you take a crash course and you start wanting to learn. You want to take a crash course in that language so that when you get there, you are able to speak that language easily. So let us take the crash course of the language of Jannah in anticipation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us from the citizens of Jannah. That itself is motivation enough to learn this language. And it is the language of our du'as, all the du'as that we read from morning to night, and day and night, and week to week, and month to month, all is in Arabic language. All our khutbahs, Fridays, every Friday, the khutbah, the Eidain, it's in Arabic. Our salah is in Arabic. Everything is in the Arabic language. When we go to the Haramain Sharifain, we are compelled to speak few broken words of Arabic. That is the language that is spoken in the Haramain. You have to learn a little bit of Arabic at least to get your way around there. So all of this is sufficient motivation for us to learn this beautiful language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that Arabic the language of Jannah. Nabi Adam alayhi salam used to speak Arabic in Jannah. When he came down, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him down onto the earth, then فَتَكَلَّمَ بِالسُّرْيَانِيَّ, he spoke in the Suryani language. Thereafter, فَلَمَّا تَعَبَ, when he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then restored to him the knowledge of the Arabic language. And Ismail alayhi salam was that personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to learn the eloquence of the Arabic language, and it came down generation after generation in the Arabs, the Quraysh, they were the ones who spoke the most eloquent Arabic until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke, subhanallah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day asked him, مَا لَكْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَنْتَ أَفْسَهُ الْعَرَبِ, how come you are the most eloquent of all the Arab people, but you did not leave Arabia, you did not go out, you were confined to these parts, you did not interact with too many people, how come you are so eloquent that you can speak the dialects of all of the Arab tribes? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Jibreel alayhi salam was sent specially to teach me the various dialects, and that is the reason why I am the most eloquent of the Arab speakers. And subhanallah, who could have been more eloquent than that personality upon whom the Quran was revealed and whose entire teachings were in the Arabic language? So my dear friends, this subject is a very vast subject, the importance of this language. The time doesn't allow us to go into much more detail. But just to give one two small glimpses, and I would conclude, inshallah, I took a little bit of extra time, like they call it injury time now, from Mufti Saab. So, just want to round up. You know, one of the professors from one of the tafsir departments or Quran departments went to a conference overseas, and they said to him, that, you know, you people see Quran is, you know, miracle and miraculous, and the Quran's language is impeccable and all of that. We read the translations of Quran and all of that, and we can't see what you are seeing. We can't understand why you people are so overwhelmed by the Quran and the language of the Quran. So he said, okay, listen, let me put you through an exercise. He said, I want all of you to explain in your words, you know, the vastness of a certain thing. Explain it as best that you can. So they started, you know, using adjectives. Every adjective they had in the dictionary, they used this adjective that they said, you know, certain thing is gigantic and it is massive and it is, you know, humongous and whatever. Whatever vocabulary they could use, they used the vocabulary. He told them, are you guys done? You finished? They said, yes, there's nothing more we can say. He said, now come, let me explain to you the beauty and eloquence of Quran. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to describe the vastness of the fire of hell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the fire of hell on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the fire of hell on the day of Qiyamah, هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ يَوْمَ نَقُولُ, we will say لِجَهَنَّمْ, to the fire of Jahannam, هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ, are you full now to capacity? Are you absolutely full? Is there any space left in you, or are you absolutely full now? And Jahannam will reply, Hal bin Mazid. Allah, is there any more to come? In other words, it's trying to say that I've got such capacity that send any more, and I will still have capacity to take them. Those people were dumbfounded. They were absolutely astounded that this is the beauty of the Arabic expression, that no ways could anybody describe it as beautifully as it had been described in the Arabic language. The Arabic language has got such a vast vocabulary. For, you know, I was just looking at one article, and just as an idea, the word town in Arabic has 80 words to describe the word town. If you want to describe a lion, 500 words to describe a lion. A camel, there are 1,000 adjectives to describe a camel. And swords, which were very, very popular in the Arab people, 4,000 adjectives to describe different types of swords. Can you imagine the vastness of the vocabulary of this language? And then its structure. It is the most logical and structured language in the world. You know, there's such precise rules that are set out that with the greatest of ease you can understand the grammar, because it's very structured. There are very few exceptions to the rule. Unlike other languages, we speaking English by birth, so we find it easy. But ask a non-speaker, and he will be absolutely, he'll tell you it's a very difficult language to learn. Because if you don't practice it, and practice it, and practice it, you'll grapple to speak the language. P-U-T, pronounce, put. B-U-T, but. The syllables are the same, but, put. Look at the difference. But in Arabic language, there's consistency throughout. There is no deviation. The Arabic language has its set rules, and you just have to know a few basic things. If you know the root letters, the masadir, the verbal nouns, then from there you can make the derivatives, the mushtaqat, all come from the root letters. Just learn a few root letters and learn those masadir, and then all the derivatives of those masadir, which are all your mushtaqat, your verbal nouns, and your ismul fa'il and ismul maf'ul and zarf, and all of these things will come out from one mother that gives birth to a whole lot of small children. That's the beauty of the Arabic language. So if you really apply your mind and you study hard, it's not difficult to gain mastery over this language. In fact, it's much easier to learn this language than other languages. And alhamdulillah, when you have a good teacher, a dedicated teacher, a devoted teacher, and he's all the time at it, explaining to you and working on you and guiding you and making it easy for you, then subhanallah, you can't ask for anything better. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this wonderful initiative here, accept the teacher, accept the students, accept all who are involved in it in any way. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.